Hello, and welcome to the newest episode of Walnut Grovecast. Walnut Grovecast needs your support, so please head over to patreon.com/walnutgrovecast to find out what cool stuff you get for as little as 17 cents a day. Yes, only 17 cents a day gets you some amazing stuff. Thank you so much for your support. Walnut Grove is a place to be. If you're living in 1863, Walnut Grove was a place to be. If you're living in 1863, I'm just going to fade out on that already. At this point, people are like, oh, it's a new one. It's one of the new episodes.
Right.
It's like, oh, we're in season 9. We're in the way in the future. It's the Little House. Somehow the Little House looked smaller in these episodes, right?
Because those flowers are so big.
I want to welcome to the show again, well, returning to the show. Annie, how are you?
I am great. How are you doing?
I'm not throwing your last name out there because I don't think we did last time either. So, haters back off.
Yeah. Can't find me.
You can't find me. So, do you want to talk about the episode that we're looking to review? This is a really interesting episode to me.
It is. We get to see some attitudes.
Yeah, from everyone.
People, yes.
Well, we get also the development of a before this, kind of a minor character, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes.
David Friedman. Much,
right.
David, who I just recently spoke with. I couldn't believe it. David took time to speak with me on Walnut Grovecast. One of my good friends here locally, his name is David Friedman, and which I just...
Well, you could have just interviewed him.
Well, I kind of did. That's the truth. No, David, was a really, really great, great person to speak with. And, I'm just really happy that he took the time to come on here. But that aside, this is a really big episode for him, I thought.
Yes. It was all about him, actually.
It's a really unique episode too, wouldn't you say? It's kind of, and it's also a very creepy episode. Why don't you just share what the episode is?
It is the last summer.
Right, this is season 9.
Season 9.
Episode 19. The checks are starting to come to an end.
Right.
You know, this is, yeah.
They're stretching.
Well, I thought this was a pretty nicely paced episode, personally. But what did you think? Did you think that it's a little bit much?
Just a little bit, but it's... It's a unique episode. It's not a story that they had hit before.
It's also a weird time. This came out in February 21st, 1983. I mean, Little House is getting a little old at this point.
Right. It's getting the little old house.
It's getting a little long in the tooth. Summer. So bleak.
It is. Is this the last summer that it was on?
Yes,
I
believe so.
Is it the last summer episode?
You know, that's a good question. And I'm going to look through here real quick. So episode 19. Yeah, I mean, this is the beginning of the end. This is like 3 episodes from the finale, from Hello and Goodbye, which is the last episode. That's kind of interesting. Yeah, that's really interesting. So we have, we would have the last summer, For the Love of Blanche, May I Have This Dance, and finally, Hello and Goodbye.
Hello, goodbye, yeah.
I don't think any of the movies that followed were summer movies. You just never know. It always looks warm, unless it's the fake snow.
It does always look kind of warm.
So we have a new character, right? I like to call her Side Saddle Ruthie.
I know. How is she supposed to ride side saddle at her age? Anyway, I didn't get that reference for...
Side saddle is something weird. I guess it was the way that women were in skirts were supposed to ride a horse, like so that they were being more modest.
Right, but Harriet says at her age she should be riding side saddle. Well, no, I think riding the way she was at her age was safer for her.
Well, I mean, because she can really sit a horse, if you know what I'm saying. And we hear a little bit about that in a little bit. But here's Harriet giving her 2 cents, like you said.
Well, I never...
Oops.
Pardon me? Ugh! That woman at her age on that horse without a side saddle. I tell you, it's a disgrace.
Who are you talking about?
Miss Leland, of course.
Wait, Miss Leland? It's like somebody who? We've never heard of, right? One of the very wealthy people of Walnut Grove.
Right.
Because we know how much money is floating around this little town. So let's...
Well,
let's,
let's Harriet was a little rude to her for having so much money.
Right. Yeah, you're right. It's like this... I would imagine she would be a very good customer.
Yes.
Of course.
Ruthie?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it. Laura Ingalls.
Land's sakes.
Well, let me look at you. You are so beautiful.
It's Laura Wilder now. I have a baby.
A baby. How wonderful. And a very handsome husband, too, I'll bet.
Well, I think so.
Is there something that I could do for you today, Miss Leland?
Yes, Mrs. Olson. I have a little...
It's been, what, years? And it's kind of like, hey, well, what can I do for you? Let's get right to business.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so she does have a list of stuff. And we can see immediately that Ruthie is pretty fancy. She has pants. She has riding pants on.
She does, so she doesn't need to ride side saddle.
That's true. But
not revealing anything.
Is she the only woman to wear pants in this? I'm not really sure about that. I'd have to look into that.
I think she might be.
Yeah, I bet she is.
Dewey will be by to pick it up later. If there's anything you can't supply, will you just make a note?
Oh, no, I'm quite certain that we can take care of it.
Thank you. Well, I can't get over it. How long has it been?
6 years. Thought you were never coming back.
Oh, I couldn't stay away. Summer here is like no other place on Earth.
Well, I'm glad you couldn't. How long are you going to stay this time?
At least for the summer, maybe longer. Till I get homesick. Dewey would like to spend the year around here.
Dewey? Is he still working for you?
Yes, he's opening up my summer house now.
Yeah, I remember how he and Pa used to sit up all night long, just talking. Pa missed that.
So did Dewey. But there'll be no more late nights this time. There is more work than Dewey counted on. Oh, by the way, you don't know of a young boy I could hire, do you?
The Carters have a boy. I'm sure he could help.
Carters? I don't remember that name.
Well, you can't miss their place. They live in our old house.
Super upgrade, by the way, when we see the inside. Just have to mention that.
Thank you. And when I get organized, you're going to have to come over and visit and bring that baby.
Never happens.
I will, Ruthie.
Nope.
Bye.
Goodbye. Take care.
So Nels is out there sweeping.
We never see Laura again.
Right. Wait, I think we see her from a distance. Maybe. I don't, not even in the school shop?
No, she's not. I don't think she's teaching school.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I guess we don't see her again. So we have Nels out there sweeping. It's not even, you can't have Willie sweeping, I guess. And he has a little bit of a comment about, you know, Ruthie. Ruthie's a very, I guess, handsome woman.
Yes.
I think that Nels, you know, Nels might have had a couple of sips of something in the back, which is kind of the norm. And, all right, so I love how he says to Laura, he's like the creepy old man at this point, right?
That's one woman who sure can sit a horse. Coming, dear.
Nels!
I said I'm coming!
Oh, so, I wish he would have had one of his Nels lines.
Yeah, like where he turns back to her and says, you know, I don't know. You know,
speaking
there's
of
so
horses.
Many dirty jokes. Yeah, it's like a million and one. So we immediately go to the little house. And we immediately see a few upgrades in there. I mean, for the most part, don't you think it looks pretty much the same?
It does. They still haven't fixed that wall.
No, they still haven't. Well, I have a feeling that that wall is a mold problem or something. I'm not really sure. They're having issues. But they did find a place to put their books on the mantle, and it looks so much more complete.
So, well, that's because Ma had her little shepherdess up there.
Yeah. I think you could buy a replica of the shepherdess at the Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum. Jump on a link
to check that out.
They're pretty cheap too. Like, I think that they're plastic, but they're replicas. Like, so it's it looks just like that, you know. But it would be nice to have a porcelain one.
It would.
Or fine china. So or bone china even.
Yes.
So here's the scene.
Did you get Ma's present yet?
We still have 3 weeks left till her birthday. It's plenty of time.
In a week I'll have enough money to get Ma what I picked out.
Now, this brings back a few weird memories for me, and that's, you know, around holiday times, you know, when I was a kid anyway, I don't know if you did this, but with the toy catalogs, you would get a kabillion catalogs, and you would just kind of choose what you're going to get and what you might get one of your parents or the other parent, or, you know, and I thought of this kind of right away. I remember spending time with these, like, Toys R Us or...
right, the Target catalog, or
well, I'm older than that, but we didn't get Target here until like the 2000s probably, but definitely like a Kmart or Sears or a TSS, right. And you probably don't get all those stores, so you would get these kind of ridiculous catalogs where you just kind of, I want this and this and this and this, and I thought that this really kind of is a kind of a throwback to that. What I was doing was a throwback to this. He picks some type of bird feeder made of with glass in it, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Where's she going to hang that so she could see birds?
The hell, it's like
there are no trees.
You don't have enough birds. What, you want birds now? You have chickens right out there. You have roosters, everything. Anyway, so here's the rest of that scene. And I can't really see the price. It's really blurred out.
Right.
I want to say it's 19 cents. I can't really say for sure. I'm looking at an HD copy of the episode, and it's just focused on the graphic of the... I thought it was a lantern.
I'll look it up when I get to work, because we have some catalogs there from... Or replica catalogs from the 1800s. Oh,
nice. So, all right, here's
the... back to you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
It's bird feeder.
That's real nice, son. You sure you're going to have enough money?
Sure, Pa. Mr. Stover saw I whitewashed Mr. Burns' chicken coop. He wants me to do his. Jason, what are you going to get Ma for her birthday?
What are you going to give her, like a handful of dirt?
Exactly.
You're a kid.
Like, what a handmade pencil jar?
You gonna like whittle a stick into another stick? poor kid. David Frame was such a sweet little kid. I mean, this
he
kid,
was.
Yeah. And all right, here.
Poor kid. I don't know.
Oh, we'll think of something. You could always give her a new washboard.
That's what I gave her last year.
A washboard.
How many washboards do you need for
that's
real?
The equivalent of buying your wife
a vacuum
iron.
An iron. At least make it an antique iron from the 1880s.
Or the 1780s.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Something you can put on the fire and then burn right through your clothes.
We'll find her something nice to give from the both of us.
Yeah. Wish I could get a gift myself. Like Jeb.
Jeb. Like, brown noser.
Like Jeb. Poor Jeb. Nobody loves Jeb.
No, Jeb's just... Nope.
No, he's got good hair, though.
he does in this episode.
Yeah.
It's got some gel in there.
So, basically, what we find out is that... What was her name? I'm sorry. Ruthie. Ruthie runs into... I'm going to keep calling him David Freeman, but Jason. Jason Carter. And has a little bit of a discussion about this. And I have a question, and I wanted your input on this after this clip.
Well, then you must be Master Carter.
Master Carter? You probably mean my brother Jed. I'm Jason.
Oh, is he home? I'm looking for a young man to do some work around my summer house.
She's always looking for a young man, by the way.
I know, huh?
Not just a strong man.
No. Young man.
It's like, well, let Isaiah help you out. Oh, no. That's all right. I don't. That's all right. We're looking for a young man. And there's a lot of Stranger Danger stuff going on throughout this episode. Which,
well, Jason looks like he's digging a grave. Maybe he's digging Jeb's grave.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. That's
just
funny.
I think he's digging worms.
He also has very fancy rounded collars. I didn't know if that's something that was of the fashion back then. Looks more like pajamas.
Yes.
You're talking about a real job?
Heavy work for real wages.
I can do a lot of heavy stuff.
Oh, well, it's very heavy work. I think I need somebody older.
Jeb's older. But he already has a job. My ma says I'm small, but I'm wiry.
Well, there's a lot of lifting and moving.
I moved my bedroom around once.
And cleaning.
I clean the barn every week, and that's cleaning. It's clean now.
To make a long story short, she hires him. Definitely a strange choice here, being that she actually does want to get real work done, and she has a guy in his 70s doing the other part of the work. So it's kind of a weird thing, but I'm going to say that Jason does bring it to the table. He does his best. The question I had was about the Master Carter. So calling people master, I mean, this is like one of these things. We just booked a trip to Disney World, and right. My son is listed as master, you know, as the young person. And, is this something that was just like fancy talk? Like, is this English speak from,
I think it is English speak.
It's interesting. It's very interesting. I just didn't know what the background was.
I think it means a young gentleman instead of Mr. It's Master.
Interesting. So he gets basically Dewey. Not Dewey. Dewey's the old guy, right?
Yeah, Dewey's the old man.
Jason gets the job and he runs home to tell Ma all about it. And there's some glaring details that he doesn't really...
Yes,
he isn't able to
out.
Answer. But at the same time, she just is okay with it. So that's kind of strange.
I got myself a job!
Ma, I got a job! A job, Ma! A real job!
Who for?
I don't know exactly.
But you do know how much you'll be paid.
I forgot to ask.
But it's a real job?
Oh, yeah. Moving, cleaning, and fixing. All kinds of stuff. Real heavy work.
Now, Jason, working for someone else is very important. It's not like working around here.
I'll still do my chores. Pa has a job, and he still does his chores.
That's true, but...
Then it's okay?
Yes, it's okay.
Sure. Go work with a complete stranger for an undetermined amount of money.
Wherever you're going to go work.
Go ahead, young lad. After
master
all, you
Carter.
Are master of the, yeah, you're master of the house. Jeez. Stranger danger, Mom.
Exactly.
Holy moly.
I guess she never heard of My Ellen.
Oh, my God. She should really go back and watch it.
She should.
And Laura should be sharing that tale with many people. About the whole root cellar thing. Never trust a woman with a root cellar.
Exactly.
The bumper sticker,
and she
actually.
Knew that, Mom.
Oh, man. So we get to Dewey, and Dewey's like 72, I'm going to say. And the poor guy, I mean, the guy's a hard worker, but come on. It's a lot of work.
It is.
Hope that young man you hired gets here soon.
That young man.
Yeah.
Hope he's wearing a nice shirt and tight slacks. I don't know. Just it's what is with the young man thing?
I could sure use a hand. After 6 years, this place is falling apart.
Oh, he'll be here. And he's very enthusiastic.
Well, he won't be after I show him all that needs to be done around here.
The bum.
I think you'll have to go some to scare this one off.
Here he comes with his training wheels.
Here I am, ma'am. Ready to work.
What's his books?
Ruthie, can I ask you just one question?
Is this your help?
Dewey, this is Master Carter.
Mr. Dewey, a pleasure, sir.
And Dewey will show you your duties.
That was a funny line. That's quite a line. Dewey will show you your duties, you know. They had to take that. They had to do that a few times, I bet. So could have all went well, you know. I think, as it turns out, also we will learn in the future that Jason will be paid very well for his time.
Yes.
But here he is coming home, and from the stranger working for an undetermined amount of time with an undetermined paycheck. But here we go, and we get a view of above the door in this shot. And it is real shoddy. You know, like those twigs.
Right.
Time for an upgrade. I swear to God. It really must be a mold issue. Something's
wrong. It must be.
Jason?
We also get a view when Jason comes into the house that we've never seen before. And that's where the camera is set up from the kitchen, shooting out through the kitchen to the front door. There's no way I've seen this before.
No, uh-uh.
Taking a screenshot because I'm a nerd. That's why. Hi,
Mom. Did everything go well?
Great. Just great.
Jeb and your father are out in the barn. Why don't you run up and change shirts? I'll hold supper.
Yes, Mom.
He doesn't even look that dirty.
No, he really did. He put a little smudge on his cheek and he was, you know.
Right, when he's sleeping.
So he goes up and he falls right asleep. It's very cute. Put in a hard day's work, and I don't know. I think, you know, you kind of see it with your own kids, like when they do something and they come home exhausted. It's probably the best thing a parent can kind of see. They've kind of, I guess, tuckered themselves out. So what is next? We have how nobody works for free. We're in the church. Are we in the church? No, we're not in the church yet. We have Jason walking with his brother.
Right.
You must know how much she's paying you. You've been working for almost a week.
Everybody pays on Saturdays. You know that.
I know, but nobody works for free. 5 cents a day? 30 cents a week? Come on, Jason.
I told you, I'm not sure.
What do you need the money for anyway?
Ma's birthday.
Pa told you, he's getting a big present and you can put your name on it.
It's not the same. I want to buy something myself.
Well, you can't get anything out of the catalog. I already ordered, and it takes 2 weeks.
Doesn't matter. I'll work till I have enough to buy her something nice at the mercantile.
How do you know if you don't even know how much she's paying?
It's like, calm
get
it down. Just don't
do
get another
care?
Bird feeder.
I think you should get a bird feeder and just
a bigger
go
one. I think you should get Ma a new oven for $7.60. It's kind of a similar storyline, but also very, very different than that particular episode where Laura buys the oven for Ma and Pa makes a bunch of trades. And it's just, I think it's very sweet. These kind of stories where a child is going out of their way to get money to buy their parent a gift is, I don't know, I think it's a winning type of thing. And I think it's something that Michael Landon personally was probably very much in love with, a child who really appreciates their parents.
Right. So,
something I hope to hear about myself one day. Exactly. Just kidding.
Help my kids start working to buy me something good.
Yeah, where they're not like, can I just grab your credit card real quick? What's your PayPal password?
Look, I made you a card.
Yeah, you know, it's cool. Well, I don't mind. I don't mind stuff like that. I'm sure you don't either. It's just as they do get older, you know, I wouldn't mind getting something wrapped. That blinks. I don't know. Something that takes batteries once in a while, like a plug into something. Jeez. All right. Now we get to the first kind of creepy. It's getting a little bit Well, it's getting really creepy. This is very similar, and a lot of people might find this controversial of me saying, this is a very good example of grooming, you know, for a child molester. Yeah,
I thought that too.
And there's a lot of, well, I'm just going to let it kind of play through. And I know it's innocent here. It's portrayed innocently. But in the early 80s, I remember being told, like, watch out for adults and everything. You know,
right.
It was on my radar.
That was stranger danger.
It really was. And it was just say no.
There was that book, Don't Talk to Strangers.
Yeah. Now go out to Halloween, go and trick-or-treat and get some candy from those strangers.
Exactly, from strangers.
Yeah, danger.
That's as long as their light's on.
The danger's fun. Right. But here we go. We have a slack-wearing woman with fishing skills.
Hey!
Not so good.
Not bad, not bad. Now, I have something that'll help your rhythm here. When you pull the line back, you say, I love to fish in Walnut Grove.
Well, what if you don't live in Walnut Grove?
Well, then you change it to, I love to fish with Jason Carter.
Now, this is the kind of thing.
She paying him to fish with her?
Are you on a break time right now? Kind of union. Yeah, I think she is paying him to fish with her with his pajama top on.
Now you try it.
I love to fish with Ruthie Leland.
Now you just got an extra.
Help!
Whoa!
I mean,
help!
You know, this is where people are going to also. It's Mark, I want to grow guests for this next comment. So the way he's holding the fishing pole is very phallic. I mean, it just is. And it's one of these things where I don't know if this may be an inside joke or something. Not really sure. But anyway, the way he's holding it is just kind of creepy. And there's a lot of creepiness going on here, and this would be a very good example of grooming. So just watch out for your kids, of course. God forbid anything were to ever happen. I don't know if anything else happens in this scene.
I never caught a fish on anything like this before. He's as
good as caught and in the pan. Come on, reel him in. Keep the line, sir.
As good as in the pan. So the next clip I have is they're in church. And they have the, what is it called? Tithings? Is that the word?
Right. Yeah.
And I'm not really sure exactly what sect of Christianity they are. Lutheran? I'm just not really sure.
Yeah.
But this is one, I think I've seen the basket go around a couple times.
And, well, I know, because I watched the Frank and Jesse James one the other day.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, they had that scene.
And Ma told Mary that she needed to give 10% of her 80 cents to the church basket.
Well, it's 8 cents.
Hey, there you go.
So, do you know about this? Not to get into religion too much, but do you know about, like, whether this is like something that is genuinely stated in the Bible, the number of 10%, because I've also heard
so.
The tithe represents 10, but I'm not sure.
I believe, yeah, Jesus says something about giving 10%.
Huh. Give it up.
We're gonna get in some of his parables.
It's just really interesting how. Somebody born 2,000 years ago had such a concept of currency and, you know, percentages and being able to break it up and have the value and stuff. But, yeah, I always think that personally, you know, of course, we all have our own religious backgrounds and the things that we do. You give what you can. You know, that's just the way I was always brought up. You know, if you can give more, you give more. If something needs to be done, like if the the church needed pews or
a
something.
New roof.
Yeah, you
a bell.
Yeah, yeah. A bell. Yeah, you get the guy who you'll never see in another episode to make
exactly.
One. You get Tinker. Was that his name, Tinker?
Tinker Jones, yep. Yeah.
I almost called him Squeaker. but I guess that would be a bad name. So here we are in church, and the basket's going around. I really like their suits. I like their bow ties.
Yeah, they're fashion.
They're like loose bow ties, though. I don't know what that would be called. Yeah, they're fashionistas. They're pretty well-dressed kids. And I think that organ was purchased by the Ingalls, right? When they
when he was a
when he was a millionaire for 14 minutes.
Right, for 14 seconds, yeah.
He was a hundredaire. He had dozens of 20s.
He did. Too bad they're a Confederate.
That has some level now, I guess, on a collectible level, but I guess, you know, he just have to wait a while.
Right, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't forget, I'll see you at prayer meeting Wednesday night.
There's Laura in the background.
Not if I see you first.
Yeah. I'm going to be by your house for some free pie, and I'm going to be by your house for some free pie. Jeez, Reverend Alden. It's like, the guy lives on pie and coffee.
He's married, though.
Yeah.
At this time.
Who knows?
Although
what
maybe
he's up
Jason
to.
Was burying her.
Who knows what he's up to these days?
I'll be there, dear.
I hope you're coming over for dinner later.
Oh, sir.
And the Carters they're dressed really nicely, I think.
Well, why are they living in that small little house? They could have afforded Ruthie's house.
Ruthie's house is a real nice house. They have walls.
Yeah. Completed walls.
Yeah.
Wow. More than one room.
She even has a little satchel, like a little purse type of thing. Pretty nice.
You know how I love your peach pie. I wouldn't miss that for anything in the world.
Jason.
I'll take this slice to go.
If you know what I mean.
Exactly.
You put in 2 dimes back there. You know you only have to give 1/10 of what you make.
I can do fractions.
That lady gave you $2.
You weren't supposed to watch.
Yeah, but $2.
Jason, I hope you're...
$2 is a lot of money back then, right?
Yeah.
I have to go to my calculator. Was 1883 money?
Yes.
The inflation calculator. I should have like a sound effect. $2? We're looking at $50.
$50?
Yeah, it's about $50. And that would mean that the 2 dimes are worth about $5.
Wow. Not bad, good kid. Math. Yeah. You can do fractions.
Well, you know, I did learn ciphering.
Not running off. Reverend Alden is coming over for dinner.
Of course he is. Oh, again.
Oh, darn. I promised Ruthie I'd meet her.
Darn, doesn't that guy have a house? I heard him
doesn't
say that.
Doesn't he have
that.
A wife?
I heard they edited that out. just to make sure. What we're going to do is we're going to get to another kind of quiet spot. It's sweet. They have the fishing thing, kind of like with Laura and the banker. They have their moments.
Oh, Mr. Sprague, yeah.
But Sprague never had any creepy tendencies, at least from my point of view. Which might have made him the better person at this, you know? But there's some creepy lines here still.
Ready to give it another try? There's sandwiches in the basket if you get hungry.
We're having Reverend Alden over.
Yuck. With disgust, he says, you know, we're having Reverend Alden over. Jeez. Again.
Gotta be home early.
Oh, what?
Gotta be home early. The switch from Reverend Alden. Jeez.
Well, then you better get to fishing.
Don't you go to church?
I used to. This is my cathedral.
But it's not a church.
No, and that doesn't mean you shouldn't go to church. It's just that, well, I come here because this is my special place.
Jason's really... Jason, yeah, exactly, right? It's our secret place. But... Jason is revving up for probably the funniest question to be asked all of season 9.
The good Lord knows where to find me.
Here we go.
Ruthie?
Yes, Jason.
Are you old?
Well, what do you call old?
I don't know.
Well, would you say your father is old?
Yeah, I guess he's old.
Then yes, Jason, I am old.
She also rolls her eyes a lot, which isn't really the most common thing I've seen on Little House. She seems to have like kind of a, I don't know, why is she in Walnut Grove? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know exactly.
And where was she from? Do we ever find that out?
I don't think we did. But the actress played the sister in Psycho.
Hmm. Really?
Yes. She was supposed to be in Vertigo, but she was pregnant. And Alfred Hitchcock asked her to be the sister in Psycho.
Oh, wow. She has like that definite Hitchcockian look.
Yes. She was third place for Miss America in 1948.
Wow. Wait, what year?
1948.
Wow. So,
and I think she's still alive. She was born in 1929.
Wow. So she's 19 years old during that. Wow. That's really, I mean, she's a beautiful woman.
And, yes.
I think, you know, especially when Nels is pretty much the only person to kind of reference that. Also, she's not a widow. You know, it's like kind of strange. Yeah. She's one
How'd
of the.
How'd she get her money? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, just. A woman can't just make money. Come on.
Exactly. She can't own property.
Next thing you know, you're going to be voting.
Or being president of class.
Right. So, being president of class. So, all right, here's a little bit more of that discussion. Fast forward a little.
1, 2.
Whoops.
Am I working tomorrow?
You want to?
Yeah. It's my mom's birthday. And I want to get her something nice.
Mom?
You know.
It's my mom's. It's slang
right
there.
Call her mom?
Yeah. Weird.
Just for me.
Your mother's birthday. A worthy cause. Yes, there's plenty of work to be done. Your mother is a very lucky woman to have a son like you.
Yes.
And the look that she gives him there, I mean, I really was just watching it there. I'm like, get away from my kid. Like, you know, like, and she loves this kid so much that the next scene we see him over a vat of tar.
Yes.
And what is that like? 600 degrees or something? It's a kettle of tar.
And he's lifting it up to someone over his head.
This like 9-year-old kid is filling a bucket with 600 degree tar to raise it, what, 25 feet in the air?
Yeah.
Don't look up when it's going up. It'll go in your eye.
I want to back up.
And here he actually
And it's dripping out.
It is dripping out. It's insane.
And a 75-year-old's up there doing it.
He's up there roofing. He's tarring the roof. And unbelievable. I'm not really sure what tar is, personally. I know that back in these, before this, they used to tar and feather people, which is probably the most horrifying thing of all time.
Oh, yeah.
It's just such a... You know, growing up, I never really thought about tarring and feathering and what it actually was. But yeah, people would pour scalding hot tar on people.
And then they'd throw the feathers on, they'd get stuck. Ugh.
And also, if you didn't get this tar off of you quick enough, which is now basically burned your skin. I mean,
right.
Terrible,
people
terrible
died.
Burns. Your body wouldn't be able to breathe and you could suffocate.
Right.
Just a terrible, I mean, I couldn't imagine such a, you know, just as a people, sometimes you look at history and you're just like,
right,
what are we?
Do that. Yeah.
Who does this? There's a terrible scene in the movie. In the HBO miniseries, I'm trying to remember. It's, it'll come to me. I'll tell it after the scene. But
here, okay.
Okay.
And it dumps on him and he dies.
It's crazy. It was John Adams from 2008. I don't know if you ever saw that miniseries. Oh, yeah, yeah. But it was just a fantastic, fantastic miniseries. 7-part miniseries, but definitely worth watching. If you have HBO Go or something like that, it's definitely worth the 12 or 13 hours. You can download it in a gray way. in a questionable manner. So, but it is, if you ever have the opportunity to see it, it's really absolutely incredible. So, and for the most part, I'd say 80% historically accurate.
Hey,
well, that's not bad. Not bad. Better than schools.
Jason, I'd like to talk to you for a moment.
I'm helping Joey with a roof.
Get in there, boy.
Who's your boss? It's like, Dewey's not paying you.
Dewey's like 6 minutes from a heat stroke. Go inside and have some lemonade, idiot. You know, it's...
Is this Laura and Almanzo's old house that like blew down? It looks like the same set.
It could be the same set, but this is a house that nobody's ever heard of and just sat there for 6 years and
no squatters came. Mr. Edwards didn't
Right, it didn't leak. I mean, it did leak apparently because he's tarring the roof, but there's no water damage on the inside. Strange, very strange.
Go on, Jason. I'm all right for now.
Go on, Jason, before she gets the switch. You know, the sad part is that Dewey was once a young man. He was tired. And the only thing that would make Dewey better is a hunch.
Yes, math does.
Named Igor.
Abby Normal.
Yes.
So, have you decided what you're going to give your mother for her birthday?
No, not really.
Well, I've been giving it some thought, and I think I have just the thing.
She's got a fancy skirt on.
Her whole, everything she owns is fancy. Are you kidding me? Even the box, the jewelry ruching box.
Yeah.
It's like 24 karat gold, like ornamental design around the box.
Oh, what's that box say?
It says something? Hold on. On the top or?
I have just the thing.
Yeah, when she opens it. It's upside down.
I don't see anything.
Fanquist and Company?
Oh, I don't see the... I'm not in the same shot. I'm going to let it play through. I think it says, do not open. No. Oh, that box.
It's beautiful.
Only what?
Only, I want to buy a present myself.
Oh, don't misunderstand me. This is strictly a business deal. Now, how much money have you saved?
I think it says FAO Schwartz. No, I can't see. I can take a screenshot and flip it and see if I can find out the make of that box. But I was trying to figure out how much a brooch would have cost back then. But, of course, it would depend on
quality.
I mean, it's probably ivory. I don't know. I don't know what makes a brooch.
I love how they got the authentic coins.
Yeah, the coins look really nice. In general, so to make a story long, make a long story shorter here, he gives her the money that he saved, and she gives him a piece of costume jewelry that's worth about half of what those two dimes cost. The ultimate con man, the end. So, yeah, so basically the brooch, I'm going to guess, is worth, let's say, $50. You know, it's a high-end piece of jewelry. and he goes to give it to them to him to give to the mom.
Right.
And just like Laura was going to blow away everybody with the gift, let me get to this. It's a very interesting scene because they bring out the cake and it's all this really cool stuff. Everybody's so happy. Until
I'd like to say that I have two boys and they have never made me a cake for my birthday.
Not a cake that looks like that. Jeez,
I know.
Good.
Dang. Laura made it. Never mind.
Oh, wait, Laura made this cake?
I think so.
Well, that's a store-bought cake. I think of this as when Laura brought the gift and they were all unveiling their gifts.
Right.
And I don't know. I just feel kind of like Jason gets squashed a lot in this scene. It's a little bit of a long scene, but I think it's worth it.
All right, keep your eyes closed. Go bare feet. Now.
Oh, where did you get it?
Laura made it. Candles and all.
Oh,
she made the candles,
well,
too.
Make a wish and blow before you get another year old.
Oh, happy birthday, Ma.
Oh, Jim. Oh, Jim, it's beautiful.
You really like it?
Oh, I love it.
What's that, a French press?
What is it?
It's a bird feeder.
Ugh. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Now, I like this a lot.
It's pretty.
Oh, John.
Now, this would be just
wouldn't
a
picture.
Wouldn't
they have had one already?
Well, this it's an upgrade. The one that the Ingalls had was a little bit sticky.
From all the popcorn.
Yeah, all the popcorn. But this is a very ornamental pitcher and basin, maybe?
Yes.
So I think it's very nice. These don't go for much. These aren't worth very much anymore. Maybe at one point they were. But even a fine china one from this period of time will only set you back like $150. Like, it's not...
Everybody had them.
Yeah. But I would imagine they would chip pretty easily.
Yeah.
I know we have one downstairs. We have a new one, like a newish one, and an antique one. And I have never even thought of using it for anything.
Right.
Because what do you do with
it? We have a couple in our houses at work.
Right? It's like one of those things where it's like you have a couple.
Well, in each house there's one.
Right. I guess if my house was country style, it would be something nice to put in each bedroom.
Right.
Cause that's where it would be. And I've stayed in like bed and breakfast. And I almost said bread and breakfast. bed and breakfast. And they would always just have them in the rooms, which I think is, you know, it's a nice touch.
Yes.
But I have no idea what the hell it is. You know, it's like what do you put milk in that? The cereal bowl. Like, I'm not really sure what we're talking about here. So it's a good thing to do when somebody's pregnant and they go get, you know, go boil water. That would be a good vessel for that.
To wash your hands.
Yeah, you know.
With alcohol.
Yes. All right. Or make punch with alcohol.
Yeah, there you go.
So here we go. We're going to unveil the gift pretty soon.
I couldn't figure out how to wrap it, but that's from Jason and me.
Oh, no.
I got my own gift.
Idiot.
Happy birthday, Ma.
But thank you, Jason.
Here's my favorite candy.
Right. It's a slate pencil. Oh, wait a second. This is a crazy-ass expensive gift. This is worth more than our house.
Did you steal this?
What's the matter?
I thought that was where this was going at first. It's kind of like, where'd you get this, boy? You know, and give him the switch.
Don't you like it?
Jason.
There's blood on it.
Brooch like this.
It's
Are you still digging graves, boy? Are you digging them up?
You sell worms.
Are you digging up bodies and getting...
taking their jewelry?
This can go very dark very quickly.
It's far too expensive a gift.
Ruthie said it was a business deal. It cost me everything I earned.
Ruthie.
Don't you want me to put it on you?
I don't want anything sharp in your hands, little boy. I hope David Friedman listens to this episode and realizes that I think he would make the ultimate little serial killer. There's no doubt about it. Because the look on his mother's face, when it's like, do you want me to pin it on you? You know, it's like...
No, thanks.
Yeah, it's like, well, is that a threat?
Please try to understand. I think it's beautiful, Jason. The thought is beautiful.
And what is Mrs. Carter? I don't know what her first name is.
Sarah.
Has the bluest eyes I've ever seen in my life.
Yes,
it's like Mary, Mary blue eyes.
Uh-oh, she's going to go blind.
Oh, God forbid. Is she still around, this actress? She kind of looks like Mary in a weird way. Strange. All right.
But I just can't keep it.
But why? I worked so hard for it.
It's ugly.
I know.
Where am I going
to
wear it?
This belongs to Miss Leland.
Right.
Not anymore. I bought it.
Jason, you could never afford to buy something this expensive.
Look, if there was a Grange convention coming, maybe I'd wear it.
The Grange.
Yeah. Is that what it was called? The Grange.
The Grange, yep.
And,
or I was going to go to Chicago.
Maybe a cotillion.
a dance at Nelly's.
Right, with Rodimus Para, so, you know, the two-timer.
You can take your money to the mercantile and pick out something there.
I can't take it back now. Ruthie will feel bad.
I think it's more important that you do what I say.
But it'll hurt her feelings.
If you're that worried about it, I'll take it back.
But Ma...
Jason.
Wait for it. You're ruining your mother's... You're ruining your mother's birthday. That's kind of like, I mean, where this is almost going.
We'll talk about it later, son. We should cut the cake.
Yeah, come on, Ma. Let's cut the cake.
Right. Jeb.
I'm coming.
Jason.
Poor kid, man. This is the worst. And they're just like, I just want a big piece, you know? Oh, my God, mate. It's like Laura's patented cinnamon cake.
Made with chili sauce, chili powder.
Made with quote-unquote love. yeah, I feel bad. This is one of those kind of things. It's almost like buying somebody an oven and, like, there being another right. one on its way. Where'd you get this? So we're going to get a little darker here because we're going to talk about the meaning of a dollar. We're going to talk about who does and doesn't have grandmother, and it gets pretty.
He doesn't have a grandmother anymore. She died.
Well, it's not really
two episodes ago.
It's not really for Ruthie to really care about that.
Mrs. Carter, I don't understand why you can't accept the brooch.
John and I have tried to raise our sons to know the meaning of a dollar. And this, well, it just confuses them.
It's worthless. that would be, it's made of chocolate, ma'am.
It melted.
Right.
What? The brooch was for sale. I set a price on it and Jason made his decision. It was a fair deal.
Miss Leland. You can't afford to sell a priceless piece like that for a couple of dollars.
Yes, she can. Look at her house.
True.
Seriously, look at this. She's giving it away.
A son's gift to his mother is priceless. But the value is gained in the giving, not in the purchase.
Yeah.
She made her money in, you know, writing fortune cookies, actually. What is she talking about? I'm. It's just like, what are you talking about? It just seems wacky.
Miss Leland, I won't forbid Jason to work or do as he chooses, but I cannot accept that.
Mrs. Carter, you're not worried about the brooch. You're not even angry at Jason.
This is where things get weird. This is where it's like, Jason and I are in love. And he's mine.
Who are you to say our love is pure?
Because her tone is totally inappropriate, I think. I think Ruthie is completely overstepping here with her big city talk. Wherever she's from. She's probably from Philadelphia or something. Or Chicago.
Oh, Chicago.
They have chewing gum there, you know.
And me.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Mrs. Carter, you're not worried about the brooch. You're not even angry at Jason. You're angry at me.
Why, yes, I am.
Perhaps. Jason has a grandmother, Miss Leland. And he has a mother.
I can see he has a very fine mother. You have no reason to be jealous. Jason is my friend. I hope he considers me to be his, that's all.
I'm not jealous, Miss Leland. I do think the boy spends a little too much time here, however. Something I'll remedy in the future. I hope you understand my position. Good day, Miss Leland.
She doesn't look very...
She's mean, almost, I think.
Yeah, that was a little much.
Yeah, that was something I'll remedy, but her... Like, you're...
Ooh, Dewey.
You're a farmer. Who do you think you're talking to? this is Ruthie. This is Laura's friend that you're talking to here. So, poor Jason comes home and has little words with Ma.
Yeah, Ma?
What's the big hurry?
I have to change. I'm still helping Dewey the roof on Ruthie's house. If it rains, it's gonna leak like thunder.
Jason, I think your time might be better spent around here.
Maybe you should work on that wall. it's always exactly. A damn wall. The wall's never going to get built.
Barn's a mess.
But, Ma, my job.
The job was temporary. Now it's over. It's time for you to do your job here.
After the roof, there's really not that much that I could do. I mean, I don't think she's going to need me much longer.
Jason, don't put me in the position of having to choose for you. Now, we agreed that keeping the barn clean is your responsibility. All right?
So that's the law. It's the law of the land.
So she chose for him.
Yeah. I'll think for you, boy. So, next thing we know, we're in a weird little office behind the Walnut Grove Post Office. In a creepy building. She's trying to get a prescription filled.
At Doc Baker's lair.
Yeah. Ruthie's trying to get a little bit of...
morphine? Something.
Maybe morphine. I'm going to say morphine, probably, right? I'm going to play this, but I'm going to guess what she has is some form of cancer. Although she seems very energetic. For, you know, somebody who's so ill.
Right.
That was kind of weird, but she could just be one of these people who can somehow just manage well with pain.
I'd like you to fill this for me, if you will, Dr. Baker.
Well, let's see now.
Yikes.
Miss Leland, how long have you taken this?
Long enough to know when I need it and when I don't.
I haven't had these quantities since a young lad named Albert Ingalls was living in town.
He stole it all.
Right. When he cleaned out the entire state's leg.
Your last examine.
I have my own doctor back home.
A real doctor.
My diagnosis has been confirmed by specialists.
Not a horse doctor, thanks. Yeah.
You must be in a great deal of pain.
What is that about? Like, isn't that like a Reverend Alden kind of comment?
Yeah.
No, I'm just going to, you know, down like a ridiculous amount of morphine because I just like the way it feels.
Yeah.
Like Albert.
If you know that, Dr. Baker, then you also know this is my last summer.
And there it is. Now we know where the title came from. Classic. All right, so I'm gonna start flying through a little bit of this. Jason goes and kind of hangs out with
Dewey.
I cannot remember this guy's name.
Who's he created the decimal system.
There you go. He's always doing. the old man never takes a rest. So Jason comes by to basically say goodbye.
Oh, well. You come to help me finish the roof, huh?
Not exactly. I can't work her anymore.
Oh.
My mom said I have to take care of the chores at home.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
He goes, I'm sorry to hear that. It's like, I'm sorry you have your own responsibilities at home. It's ridiculous.
You were a good worker. I'll miss you. We'll both miss you.
I'll miss you too.
Your ma's going to miss you too after Dewey digs another hole. Jeez. Because that's where it seems like it's going at some point. I have to point that out.
Can I say hello to Ruthie?
Can you get something in the root cellar?
She had to.
Exactly.
We're going to town, son.
Town?
Mm.
What was that?
Maybe you can come by the place tomorrow.
My ma will let me. Mr. Dewey, tell Ruthie I miss her.
Yeah, this is
gonna been one day.
Fun. Right. Get over yourself. So, Ruthie clearly is taking the pain management, well, trying to do pain management at home, which, of course, I'm going to guess in 1883 was scary and extremely a shot in the dark. You know, basically, you mix right. This stuff with some tea and you hope for the best.
Thank you, Dewey.
Pain bad?
No. Honestly, yes. The medicine doesn't seem to be doing it anymore. I think we should go home, Dewey.
Why? It's a beautiful summer.
Just got the roof fixed.
Was?
You saying I did that roof for nothing?
We just got it cleaned up.
It was friggin' 95 degrees yesterday. all right. So let's move up to, let's see. All right. So Dewey takes a visit to Mrs. Carter and introduces himself to her and kind of explains what's the deal with Ruthie.
Morning, Mrs. Carter. I'm Dewey. I work for Mrs.
I've heard a great deal about you, Mr. Dewey.
Oh, good, I hope.
Well, Jason gives only the highest recommendation. Would you like a cup of coffee?
Thank you, no, ma'am. I've just come about the boy. I hear told Jason he's not to come by the place anymore.
That was my decision. I'm afraid I'll have to stick by it.
If only we can see him again.
Would you consider $10? Could we buy the boy?
I've got this brooch.
I've got this brooch and a $10 bill that I'll have slip out of my pocket. Oh, my God. That's where it sounds like it's going.
50 cents.
50 cents. You call heads, well, double or nothing.
The fact is, Ruthie and I, we're going back home.
I'm afraid for the good of all concerned, Mr. Dewey, we should leave things as they are.
We can move to your house.
Now, Ruthie would shoot me if she even knew I came out here, but...
Shoot, now we're getting violent.
I know that you two had differences about the boy.
We did.
Mrs. Carter.
Is that like Mr. Carter?
Mr. Carter.
I would just love it if it was, I can't remember Mr. Cutter's real name. Abe, no, Gabe. It'll come. Yeah, Gabe what?
Oh.
I almost said Gabe Lewis, but.
No.
Kaplan?
Kaplan.
Yeah, yes. Gabe Kaplan. I just picture Gabe Kaplan
coming out
and Mr. Katz, yeah. and the sweat dogs.
Vinny.
That would just be awesome.
Ruth is dying. Now, your boy Jason is just about the best thing that's happened to her. To both of us in a long time. And I'd hoped that before we left... You see, Ruthie believes her last days may be messing up that boy's life. But I don't. That's not so. I've seen her and Jason together, and it's something good.
It's creepy is what it is. It's not...
It is.
It's just a bit much. So, Mrs. Carter takes the brooch. No, she takes the payout and heads over to the redone ranch.
Miss Leland, I am truly sorry.
You have no reason to be sorry, my dear.
If you look really closely, you'll see her slide her a piece of paper that's folded. And that's the price for the boy.
But I am. I was terribly wrong about you.
You weren't wrong about anything.
This is where it gets a little creepy. So this is where it really sounds like they're going to sell Jason to her. This is it literally really seems this way to me.
I guess
What?
She has a ring on. Ruthie has a wedding ring on.
Maybe she's married to
Dewey,
who I still can't remember his name. All right, to Decimal.
Jealous.
And for good reason. Jason is the finest young man I've ever known.
What? You don't get around much.
It's just that.
Have you ever met Albert?
Or James?
Yeah, or even...
Willie.
I don't know about Willie. But what about the kid who would grow up to be a star? I can't remember his name.
Jason.
Bateman.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. He's a good one.
Oh,
he's got that
James.
Buster Brown look. He's a young boy. You'd like him.
I love him so much.
Lad.
We both do.
What?
You've only known him 2 weeks, lady.
Not even.
Would you like a cup of tea, Sarah?
Don't do it.
She's going to put rest of her medicine in there.
That's the trick. She's going to basically, it's like, wow, this, I'm feeling like pretty numb. It's like, yeah, it just gave her like a pound of morphine. Jeez, don't do it. So Ma goes to Jason and says, look, I'm not going to really explain myself too much, but it's okay if you want to go.
Sold you. And,
yeah, you have a new owner and you're going to go and you're going to go hang out with her. It's okay. You can go spend time with her.
Can never really be home to me.
Really leaving?
It's time for me to go home.
The summer house would make a good home.
Yes, but it can never really be home to me.
And the winters kind of suck here.
Yeah, just a little bit. Blizzards.
Yeah.
Oh, the kids are in school in the summer.
Yeah, it's like, what is going on here?
What about your cathedral?
Well, you'll just have to tend it for me, won't you, Jason? Now, I want you to have the fly rod.
You might need it.
There's no place to use it where I'm going. Anyway, it seems to work better here. And you'll need these.
So she opens this really nice, like, walnut box, and, you know, the lures are in there.
Right.
And the brooch. The brooch is in there. We don't have the case anymore for the brooch, of course. But so, you know, getting a better look at the brooch, I have to wonder if it is costume jewelry or it's real. But it is like a band of lapis around it, which is, you know, lapis can be very expensive. I'm kind of just curious what the history is in this kind of thing, or just what a piece like this would really kind of cost. It would be ivory, right?
Yeah, probably would be ivory or whalebone.
Huh, whalebone might be more expensive, right? I don't know. But
I can't take the brooch. You know what my ma said.
I know. I have a feeling she's changed her mind.
What'd you do to my ma?
I made her change her mind.
What'd you do to my ma?
I love you, Ruthie.
I love you too, Jason.
And they embrace. But you know,
he's got Visine coming out of his eyes.
Yeah, it's very sweet. so it is very sweet because, you know, having this kind of young relationship, probably made her, you know, added to the end of her life and gave her some type of hope and seeing how, like, he has his whole life in front of him. And so, we have a Laura voiceover here, which I thought would be kind of interesting to listen to. Well, I'm just going to stop it after the voiceover and make a comment. It'll probably be snarky.
In autumn of that year, Ruthie Leland died, and Dewey sent Jason a letter that she'd written that last summer day.
You once said that you wished you were old. Well, Jason, don't be in any great rush, but live every day as if it were your last, because the last ones can be so precious. As precious as you made mine. Jason Carter, I will cherish forever the memory of the summer I spent with you. I hope you will too. Love, Ruthie.
He's like an entire tube of, or squirter on his face. This poor kid.
He does.
Yeah, it's, if he had mascara.
My tears don't look like that.
No, not at all. So, you know, it's a sad kind of bittersweet end, not really even bittersweet, but it's just a sad ending. You would think in all seriousness that she just sent kind of a box of money or something.
Right.
Not maybe not a money, but something of value. Like I'm leaving you the house. So when you're older, you will have something.
You don't have to live in that squalor.
Yeah. You guys can move in there. You know, that'd be nice. Could sell one of the oil paintings in there for like $30 and live like kings and queens.
Right.
This is a little bit weird, this ending part. This, to me, reminds me a lot of early 80s TV. And this is, of course, early 80s TV.
Right.
It's really melodramatic and kind of sappy right here. But
yes. You know,
that's Little House, right? He's casting the
classic
rod.
Michael.
Yeah. He's like, he's like, get ready, because we're going to cry.
I love to fish with Ruthie Leland.
And he catches a fish.
Careful now. Does. Let him come to you.
It's like Yoda.
Of course.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Real smoothly. You almost have him.
I got him, Ruthie! I got him!
And he went into a mental institution after that because he begins talking to his imaginary friend, Ruthie. Very sad. Well, Annie, I want to thank you so much for getting together for this episode.
You.
This is a fun episode, I thought. This is a huge episode for David Friedman, of course. I think he was like maybe 9 or 10 years old here.
Yeah, it was a really good episode.
Yeah, I thought it was, I will say this, that David Friedman as a kid, I think, handled those serious moments a lot better than Melissa Gilbert did at these young ages. It was just, for me anyway, not as cringy. I mean, I'll always love the, you know, the early episodes, but I felt as though he really pulled it off really well.
I think he did a great job.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider supporting One Up Grovecast by heading over to patreon.com/OneUpGrovecast. Any support is appreciated.